Wisconsin does not offer any incentives to filmmakers who want to shoot their movies in the state, but two new proposals could change that. It's Thursday, May 1st, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a new bill in the Capitol would require insurance companies to cover the cost of follow-up screenings for breast cancer. And chronic wasting disease has now spread to three quarters of the state. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Two separate proposals are looking to attract more film and TV crews to Wisconsin. Evan Casey has the details.
Wisconsin is one of four states without a film office, and one of 13 that doesn't offer any production incentives for filmmakers. Governor Tony Evers included a 25% tax credit for production costs and wages in his proposed budget. A new bipartisan bill calls for a 30% tax credit. Both measures cap the credits at $10 million a year. Jeffrey Kurz is with Action Wisconsin, a coalition of filmmakers and producers who support the incentives.
Any studio or production company, their number one factor in deciding where to film is what is the tax incentive program.
The governor's proposal would need support from Republican lawmakers. The Senate bill was introduced this week. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court say an investigation into a high-profile leak has come up empty. The court ordered the investigation after a draft order was leaked to the press last June. The draft order indicated that the court planned to take jurisdiction over a lawsuit by Planned Parenthood seeking to establish a constitutional right to abortion in Wisconsin. The court's liberal majority formally took that step about a week later. Justices unanimously condemned the leak and retained an independent investigator who interviewed 62 people, including justices and court staff. The investigator also reviewed computer network logs and emails from all employees with access to the draft. The investigation found the leak was likely deliberate, but it could not pinpoint who released the draft. The court heard arguments in November in a more narrow lawsuit involving a pre-Civil War law long interpreted to ban abortion in Wisconsin. It has yet to issue an order in that case. Justices have yet to hear arguments in the Planned Parenthood lawsuit. Patients at a higher risk of breast cancer could see the cost of preventative screenings eliminated. Corrine Hess reports on a bill being introduced for a third time by Wisconsin legislators.
Gill's law would require insurers to cover supplemental breast screening exams for individuals at increased risk. Annual mammograms are already covered, but follow-up screenings, including those needed due to dense breast tissue or abnormal results, are not. State Representative Amanda Nedweski co-sponsored the bill. She says costs are keeping women from getting follow-up care.
And then do they have a diagnosis 2 years down the line or 3 years down the line where they're already in stage three, where they had just gone for that ultrasound early on? Maybe they could have caught it early enough.
Almost 99% of women diagnosed with breast cancer at the earliest stage live for 5 years or more. That compares to about 32% of those diagnosed at the most advanced stage. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican lawmakers are introducing a series of bills that aim to scale back state-level regulations. Republican State Representative Adam Nealon says the goal is to cut back red tape so Wisconsin is a more competitive place to do business.
Instead of trying to find compromise with the legislature, Governor Evers wants to govern through administrative rule, regulating as much as he can, as fast as he can.
Under one of the bills, regulations would expire automatically after 7 years unless a state agency takes steps to extend them. Another proposal would require the state to reimburse someone for legal costs if that person successfully challenges an administration rule in court. Even if the proposals clear Wisconsin's legislature, though, Republicans are still short of the votes needed to override a potential veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Chronic wasting disease has spread to more than 75% of Wisconsin counties. As Danielle Kading reports, sampling for the deadly deer disease shows the state continues to see new detections in both wild and farm-raised deer.
CWD has been found in 55 of the state's 72 counties. Aaron Larson with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says wild deer tested positive for the first time last year in Pierce, Menominee, Chippewa, and Manitowoc counties.
CWD is a really tough disease. It's real slow progressing. A lot of times that spread may take a number of years, but we still have a lot of areas where we have very low prevalence rates or low numbers of positives.
Nearly 1,800 deer tested positive last year out of more than 17,000 deer sampled. Most deer that test positive are found in southern Wisconsin. Some conservation advocates say more research is needed on ways to slow the spread where infection rates remain low. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, multiple regional climate centers and their websites ceased operations last week, including Midwest Center that covers Wisconsin. But as Harvest Public Media's Hector Alejandro Arzate reports, all the regional climate centers are up and running again.
Many people were not happy when the Southern Regional Climate Center shut down abruptly last week. That's according to Allison Tarter, a researcher at the SRCC, which covers Texas and Oklahoma, among other states. Their center is responsible for providing free online weather tools. Tarter says their social media accounts received over 30,000 engagements, along with an increased volume of emails in support of their climate data services.
Yeah, to have something like that taken away for no reason and then all of a sudden back to business as usual is great, but a little unsettling.
The center now has stopgap funds to keep it running until a new contract deadline set for mid-June. The Department of Commerce is reportedly reviewing all federal contracts over $100,000. I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate, Harvest Public Media.
And of course, a quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. We'll see high temperatures getting into the 50s across the state today, but cooler by the Great Lakes. Also some rain off and on throughout the day, heaviest in southern Wisconsin this morning. That rain is expected to continue overnight with lows in the 30s, and that rain continues into tomorrow morning as well. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for this first day of May for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. As always, you can send us your feedback anytime. We love hearing from you. You can do so on your favorite podcast app. Just leave us that rating and review. Or you can send us an email. Send it over to newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.